Amy Klobuchar calls for voluntary buyback program on guns. By Catherine Rodriguez on September 12, 2019. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMM, called for a voluntary buyback program on guns during the 2019 Democrat debate in Houston, Texas, on Thursday evening. Klobuchar made the comments while answering what she would do about the issue of guns in the United States, adding that there also needs to be more universal background checks and limitations on magazines and AK-47s. "I personally think we should start with a voluntary buyback program," Klobuchar said, adding that the buyback program along with more universal background checks would be necessary to unite the American people. The program she referred to is one that has been done in municipalities like Boston and countries like Australia, albeit with little success. One 2015 attempt at a buyback program showed that among 13 municipalities in Massachusetts with gun buyback programs, 3 out of 5 people who sold their guns said they still had one or more guns at home. Klobuchar also tried to portray herself as the moderate candidate by saying everyone favors magazine limitations. "Everyone up here favors an assault weapons ban. Everyone up here favors magazine limitations," which, by the way, the Minnesota Democrat continued, "would have made a huge difference if that was in place in El Paso and that store where all those ordinary people showed such extraordinary courage, and certainly in Dayton, Ohio, where in 30 seconds one man guns down innocent people." However, a Breitbart News analysis found Klobuchar to be more to the left on magazine limitations. The Breitbart News analysis proved Klobuchar's claim that magazine limitations in El Paso would have saved lives to be false, referring to the Virginia Tech and Parkland, Florida, shootings where high-capacity bans would have made little difference due to the time it takes to shoot a weapon.